The light rain that fell in Madison during Kucinich's third visit to Wisconsin could be called symbolic. While other high-profile Democratic candidates like Wesley Clark and Howard Dean have been showered with attention, Kucinich and others are getting only sprinkles from mainstream media. However, Kucinich was doused with support during his formal announcement for president in Madison, the fourth stop on a 12-city tour.
The co-chair of the Progressive Caucus and the next president of the United States, Dennis John Kucinich!
The last time the four-term congressional member was in Madison, he was urging America not to invade Iraq. On his return visit, Kucinich urged America to end its occupation of that country.
It is time to reach out to the world community, to become involved. It is time to get the UN in, to get the U.S. out, and to bring our troops home.
Before Kucinich arrived, supporter Ed Garvey told the crowd not to give up on a candidate who's behind in both polls and fundraising. The former gubernatorial candidate pointed out that political pundits were wrong about Jimmy Carter and could be mistaken about Kucinich, too.
They say he can't win. You know why? He opposed the invasion of Iraq. He believes in fair trade. He believes in national health care. Where I grew up, we call those kind of people Democrats.
Donna Nast of Madison agrees with Kucinich's platform and isn't concerned about the candidate's chances of winning.
I'm mainly here just to show my respect. The courage of his convictions is amazing. The courage to stand up against the Patriot Act and vote against going into Iraq.
Kucinich told workers he supports Madison's living wage campaign, and he promised to try and shore up business by repealing NAFTA and U.S. participation in the World Trade Organization. On health care, Kucinich has the most progressive plan of any of the nine Democrats, a single-payer system. Kucinich also wants a peace department, with funding coming from 2% of the Pentagon budget. Shameen Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.